tell me that you love me. 25-year-old John Fulbright is from Bearden, Oklahoma, and went to school in neighboring Okemah, Woody Guthrie's hometown. His roots come through in his music, and it's clear that the connection to one of America's greatest singer-songwriters has helped put Fulbright on the map. But don't get me wrong, if the young musician's 2012 album has taught me anything, it's that this guy is his own man. It's also pretty clear that Fulbright isn't afraid to be, well, a little unconventional at times. His down-to-earth approach to lyrics doesn't lead to predictable songs. For instance, in this song, God Above, he adopts God's point of view with surprising clarity.
Sing my name forever, I am God above, Lord God Almighty, Mama.
When Fulbright first started playing, he didn't rely on standards from Guthrie or anyone else to get him through. He leaned on his original pieces for Catfish and Tips. In a recent interview with David Dye on NPR's World Cafe, Fulbright talked about his first gig in Okemah.
I'd brought in a big book of lyrics that I'd printed out, and I'd stand up there and play until my voice was gone, which sometimes would take 3 hours, sometimes it'd take longer. But that's where I really learned how to scream. and that would have been my first real taste of it.
His screaming is, in my opinion, more like growling. He never loses control over his voice, but he's always able to convey emotion, like he does in this song, All the Time in the World. For Fulbright, it seemed that music was in his cards from an early age.
And it was a hell of a lot easier than hauling hay. You know, even on the nights where you'd only make $5, it was like, I'd much rather make $5 that way than waking up at dawn and bucking square bales.
John Fulbright has traded in his early mornings in the fields for late nights playing venues all over the world. His 2012 album, From the Ground Up, became a sensation in the music scene, and he's been busy ever since. The great thing about the album is that each song has a slightly different feel than the one before. Fulbright says this was intentional. He didn't want to be pigeonholed into one specific genre.
I tell people, I say, you might not like all of it, you know, on this album, but you'll like something. You know, I like a lot of kinds of music. I like playing lots of kinds of music. I like writing different genres and when that happens, they call it Americana.
Fulbright returns to Norman, where he created that career-altering album this weekend. Only this time, instead of playing inside a studio, he'll be performing outdoors. The musician kicks off the 2013 Summer Breeze concert series at Lyons Park. For KGOU, I'm Kate Carlton.